Disc 1.
Bedford Square by Anne Perry. Read by Terence Hardiman. Chapter 1. Pitt leaned out of the bedroom window in his nightshirt and looked down into the street below. The police constable was standing on the pavement staring up at him. His face, yellow in the gaslight from the street lamps, was tense and unhappy, and it was for more reason than simply having woken the commander of Bow Street Police Station at 4 o'clock in the morning.
"Dead, sir," he answered Pitt's question, "and I can't see as how it could have been an accident, not how he is and where I found him. And I ought to be getting back, sir. I can't leave him there by himself, sir. Someone might move him, like, mess with evidence."
"Yes, of course," Pitt agreed. "Go back, constable. You did the right thing. I'll get dressed and I'll be there. I presume you haven't had a chance to call the surgeon or the mortuary van?"
"No, sir, I'll come straight here, seeing as where he is."
"I'll call them. You go back and stand guard."
"Yes, sir. I'm sorry, sir."
"Don't be. You did the right thing," Pitt repeated, pulling his head in, shivering involuntarily. It was June, at least nominally summer, but in London the nights were still chilly, and there was a faint mist hanging over the city.
"What is it?" Charlotte sat up in bed and fumbled for a match. He heard it scrape, and then saw the flame as it caught the wick of the candle. It lit her face softly, gleaming on the warm, dark colour of her hair, falling out of its long braid. She looked worried.
"They've found a body in Bedford Square," he answered. "It seems as if he was murdered."
"Do they really need you for that?" she protested. "Is it somebody important?"
Since his promotion, Pitt had been asked...